Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Heart.
Okay, folks, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio with La Crush Hearts. We are currently going through some technical problems, but we'll definitely get out of it real quick. All right, so I was on my computer uploading music like I normally do, and my computer just went and turned blue on me. When I tell you it turned blue, it turned bright blue on me, but we're here, and we're playing music, and we're going to do all that good stuff. We're going to chat. We're going to talk. We're going to have some fun, as we always do. My coworker will soon be on, and, you know, please bear with me. I'm waiting for my computer to finish uploading, and then I can just get on and have some good old fun with y'all, and hopefully my regulars will call back in and all that good stuff. OMG. Wow. Now it's just, whew, I don't know what to say, man. My poor computer. I need a new computer. With this holiday season, I hope Santa will come through and bring me a new computer, because Santa been bullshitting with me. Last year, Santa act like he ain't love me, all right? I don't know about y'all, but Santa didn't love me last year. So hopefully Santa, seeing that I've been a good girl this year, I ain't caused no drama, I stay out of drama, I just been having a good old time, living my life, and then and Santa will show me some love. Because Santa, I don't know, it's like when you get older, past like 16, Santa just be bullshitting. That's right, I said it. Santa be acting up like, yo, Santa, what's really good? When you pass 16, Santa don't love you like he used to. What kind of bullshit is that? Anyway, enough of that. What's up, world? Where y'all at? What's going on? Let me know. Give me a call. 805-830-8320. You gotta let me know what's good, what's popping with y'all. Call in. Don't be shy. I don't bite. Unless you want me to. No, I don't bite. I'm a good girl. I just said I was gonna be a big girl. Then I'm talking about if you want me to. That's not being a good girl. Anyway. Anyway, we're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio live on La Crush Hearts, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow, while also keeping it gangster. We have a chat topic for you tonight, and we're just going to keep it rolling. My computer's finally hot, back up and running. Just waiting for it to load, and then we're gonna talk about an awesome question we're gonna have tonight. What would you do if you was president? Yeah, I think about that. I mean, be serious. Whatever, we could tackle any of the current problems we have today. But what would be your first three steps? Let's put it that way. Let's limit it down to your first three steps. You get into office, you done deface something, you done pee on a rug or something like that. What else would you do to make you, when if you became president, right? All right, so right now we're going to go into some tunes, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to talk some more about it.
Ran into an old friend yesterday. Called me by surprise.
when he called my name. He was a familiar face from a chapter in my past. Talked for a while like some Irish man. Said that he would see somebody else. Told me this was gonna last, showing me her photograph. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself, the way things used to be. Shared a couple laughs and some memories. Talked about the things we changed, some for good and some for bad. Then he said goodbye and he paid for lunch. Promised that we'd already been done. Grabbed my bag and grabbed my thoughts, walked away and that was that. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me. Try to smile and hide the way I felt, but I was speaking to myself.
Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We got to heat it up. Come on.
Missionary positions, go pick one. Better yet, done. Never mind.
mind that we trying all the fun. So girl, be comfortable. While making the movie, do you get it? Do you got it? Good, good, good. Girl, I knew you would. See, what I got over a lot of fellas is that I'm more creative. And soon you will see what I mean, what I mean. So, girl, get comfortable. Do something you never done before.
Spontaneous express. Nevertheless, always the more. From the pool table to the kitchen floor. Next stop, G5. Luda!
I like
it too, baby. Let me put a little bit of excitement up in your lifestyle. You gotta know that times are the essence. I'm talking right now. I can get rid of that headache. What you doing tonight? Some say the sex is overrated, but they just ain't doing it right. I keep it interesting, baby. Just take them clothes off. I'll be your Tylenol. Just take me till you doze off. Wake you up in the middle of the night and take you to another world. You'll wake up in the morning feeling like another girl.
Welcome everybody to Full Fantasy Radio with the Super Fluffy Flush, Mr. Crush Heart, and my co-host is here. Last of the quarter, Last of the quarter.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm good.
Did you not like the intro of this game? You didn't like the intro of this game?
Hold on a second.
Anyway. All right, folks. So we are talking about what would you do, how would you handle if you were president? That's tonight's question. How would you handle president? We got our lovely 414s in the building. What's up, 414?
I'm back.
Hi, LaCrosse. Hi, Black Reporter.
Hey, sexy.
How you doing today?
I'm sick, but I'm okay.
Oh, I know you got a little different. You sound a little stuffy over there.
Yeah,
I'm all stuffed up and stuff.
All right, so you got to remember to think about what would you do if you were president. Don't
wow.
Give me a chance you're going to paint on all of President Faith's mustache. Anyway. Guys really be serious with this. What would y'all do if y'all were president? Y'all have the opportunity. How would y'all handle it? How are we doing tonight? Now, I'm scared to press on anything on my computer because my computer crashed earlier. But I'm opening up the chat room, so if you're just tuning in, you don't see a chat room at the bottom of the screen, please press F5 and refresh your screen. You can be a chat room again, and you can chat with me that way. I don't know. I'm just scared to press on.
gotta open up all my, you know, I gotta open up all my tabs and stuff. All right, so I haven't really thought yet. I'm still thinking, what would I do if I was president? I'm still trying to figure that out.
Right, that's a good question.
It is. But we're gonna definitely take it seriously. All right, so. Oh, okay. I see you. 856. How you is?
Doing good. Is that my
boy, the new player on the block, Bless?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's up, Black Porter?
You tell me. I mean, this boy is running his game big time.
Really? You brought it up like that, Bless?
That's what I do.
I mean, how many groups you got now?
Oh, you got two, okay.
Bless, how many groups you got now?
I got two.
All right. So tonight we asking, what would you do if you was president? Now, this is a real common question. You should think about this. Oh, if I had that position, you know, some people fantasize about it. And, you know, we want you to take it seriously this time. You know, how would you help with the deficit, or how would you help with taxes, or how would you help with programs being cut? I mean, so much stuff going on in the government right now. And I know as adults, and being affected by these things, we do sometimes just sit down and politic with ourselves and think, well, if I was in that position, so this is the opportunity to let us know, if you was president, what would you do? You can call us up at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. We got one more caller from the 614 area code right now. What's up, 614?
Nothing much. What's up?
Nothing. What's your name is and where you calling from?
Oh, man. I'd have to make these rich politicians pay more taxes, hon.
Okay, well, what's your name? Do you call
us? Oh, right? John, hon.
John from Columbus, right? Ohio?
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back, John.
Okay.
So you say you make the rich politicians, pay taxes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Would you think that's like, the economy back up?
Yeah, it's like they want to tax the shit out of us, but they don't want to pay their fair share.
And, you know, right now, big businesses and big corporations are actually...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At. Oh, okay.
Number one priority, man, if I was president, I'd tax the shit out of them, man.
They're bringing in all this money, right? All these millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I understand how we're so broke. And I play a single basketball player, $1.5 million, you know, $5-6, $90 million.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
understand
how is that even possible. What you think, Black Twitter? What you think, Black Reporter? Why is nobody, can nobody hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Just making sure that Black Reporter disappeared. What do you think, Renee? Cause you can hear me.
I agree. I think I kind of know what I would do if I was the president, but I'm still kind of undecided. Because, I mean, it would be so much. So, it's just trying to narrow it down to one thing, you know, it's kind of hard.
Right. But try. I'm sure we can find a common ground.
Yeah.
Hello? Did I get disconnected again?
I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So,
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I would say I would probably put more money into education because without our kids having the right education, it's nowadays you gotta have, like, you know, education is a big part. And without having that education, like, I know for me, and I'm in college, money just for financial aid is getting real scarce. It's getting real scarce now. Because I might not even, by the time I do with my associate's degree, I might not have no money to go get me a bachelor's or nothing like that.
Wow.
And it's a shame because you got money to fight this war. We've been fighting this war since 2003. And y'all still fighting it, but y'all ain't got money to feed the poor. Y'all ain't got money to make sure we have enough teachers so these classrooms won't be so crowded. So it's not 40 kids in the classroom to one teacher. One teacher cannot teach 40 kids. It's just impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So to tell me y'all don't have no money for education is just a bunch of bull to me.
Mm.
It really is. How we don't have money for education, but we could go and build all these new buildings and these new houses. Well, why we can't put some of that money into making sure the food pantries got food?
Mm.
Because everybody can't even afford to buy food. I thank God every day for the blessings I do have, or if I was in that situation, I wouldn't know how to act. Because we eat good over here.
Mm.
And if we were stripped from all of that, I don't know. And you know, that's things that these politicians need to look at.
Right.
That, you know, y'all want to try to be cutting people's Social Security and their Medicare. The elderly, they need their Medicare.
Right.
You look at those that got cancer or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, they got to go to the doctor. And when you got cancer, that medicine ain't no joke.
Yeah.
I told you I got a couple of different issues I was having.
No, go ahead. Go right ahead. Yes, we want to be here. We want to hear that people take it seriously. What we can do with you as president. Like, I really wanted people to take it seriously. I didn't want you to go in here and say, I'm going to have all my boys.
Don't get me wrong. I've said this before in conversations I've had in my house. Everybody wants to blame Obama for all this mess that's going on. He walked into 8 years of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
He can't do it in 4 years. And if you think he can do it in 4 years, then you smoke crack. Because he can't. He cannot do it in 4 years. Look at all what Bush did to us in 8 years. And he's trying to straighten up what Bush did. Bush started this war, but you couldn't find Bin Laden. But Obama did.
Yeah.
I mean, you started this war for oil, okay? It's now 2011, 8 years later. Why are we still fighting? I don't get it. What's still the point of this war?
One thing about the war, what people don't realize about this war.
What's that?
That war, the 9/11, well, that was Bush. Only why Bush didn't find him. Because Bush is good friends with his dad. That's the reason why that 9/11 happened. Ain't nobody, he had no fly zone. Only one was in the air was Bin Laden's family.
Mm.
That's like your child. You know what I mean? That's your child. I don't care what you do. That's your child. Trust my child, I'm cutting all ties off between you. No matter what you do. And besides the war wasn't over oil. The war was over. The war was started 9/11 to go to Iraq. Omar Bush wanted to go to Iraq because he saw dad trying to assassinate his pops. So basically, that war was revenge. As you see, they ain't find no weapons of mass destruction. That's how government is so shaky right now, because war brings money. Anybody say American broke? I don't say anybody said that. Anybody believe that American broke? That's bullshit. America, we still one of the richest countries. If I was the president, I wouldn't want to be, because that's too much. If I was the president, I'd bring jobs back overseas, because all jobs overseas, from General Motors.
Right.
All jobs
right.
overseas.
Right.
People don't realize one thing about a president. The president got so much power. Everybody thinks the president got power. Nah, it goes to the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You got, like, majority of Republicans. Just crack that door, they're going to get signed to you got a certain amount of voting for it. So that the president only can do so much. So much.
Yeah. Oh. All right. We're going to bring Black Aquata back. Let's go, Brendan's back. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay. And at this time, I'd like to welcome the lady Black Reporter. Go ahead, Gwen.
Really, really Black Reporter, really. What's up, Gwen?
Hey, what's up?
Welcome back to the show, man.
Thanks.
So tonight we're asking, what if you were president? I was like, what would we doing? We were talking about what would you do if you was president. That's tonight's chat topic. Go ahead, Black Apple. What you going to say?
No, I was going to say, what do you think, Glenn?
I'm liking what I'm listening to.
Huh?
I'm just liking what I'm hearing.
What would you do?
What if I do if I was president?
Yeah.
A, you need to end the war. You need to do something about feed the people, you know, as far as the welfare and everything. Take care of those who need it. Those who aren't and don't need it, put them off it. To make room for those who need it. I mean, you have so many people out there abusing the system. And the ones who feed the system, they're not getting the help.
That's so true.
Wow. Okay, so here we go. Okay, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. If you want to answer tonight's question, feel free to chat room up. We got the erotic in the chat room right now. What's up? And I got people hitting me up on Skype, but nobody want to call in. Okay, well, I can't.
I'm going to have to go to, I'm going to log into the chat room because it's time for me to go watch my Brewers, you know. I love y'all dearly, but I got to watch my team. But I'm still going to be listening. I'm just going to be in the chat room.
Okay, we in
chat room. It might get a little bit loud over here. I don't want to be yelling all of y'all ears and stuff, you know.
Oh.
Team Brewers
okay.
over here.
Oh.
So I gotta go watch my team play. But I'm still, you know, finna listen.
Okay.
I'm just
alright.
Chat room.
I see you, Renee. Better soon.
Okay.
Okay, Renee.
Alright.
Them damn boys.
Crush. Behave.
Huh?
Behave.
I am behaved. I told you I'm behave. Oh, you wasn't here when I said that. I'm going to behave tonight. Santa needs to bring me a computer this year. This year, we need to pay up all our change so we can get me a new desktop to put back in my house because this is ridiculous. My computer crashed on me like 5 minutes before the show started. It went blue. It went blue 5 minutes before the phone got started. It's time for a new computer. You know, like I just got this one, but I don't know. If I watch a porn on it, I guess. I got one of those gaming consoles to watch porn on. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and get into some music, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to chop it up some more. Well, what would you do if you was president? This right here is Blizzum why I'm mad. Tell me why you mad, Blizzard.
I'm talking about everything, man.
I got some anger management issues, man.
Yeah. I'm talking about, man, everybody blowing up my phone. Ain't nobody talking about no money. No, nobody calling me, nigga, for like a month. I get like that, you know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle bill every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know it. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole world can kiss my ass. I can show you why I'm mad. Let me tell you about the problems I got. Everything from baby mamas to these punk ass cops. Every day I'm dropping quad from one thing or another. Got family in the pen. And I gotta help my mother. Plus I hate my job, I wanna murk my boss. Him and four co-workers, man, fuck what it costs. I'm losing my mind, my thoughts is homicidal. Every hater that I see, I want him dead on arrival. Right hand on the Bible, I solemnly swear that I don't think you used to try me like I probably care. A hard head make a soft ass, nigga, you can talk fast. I'ma pull the trigger quicker, dog, you better bat back. Mad at the world, even pissed at my girl. Let her be 7 years down the drain in a swirl. If I get pulled one more goddamn time, just for driving while black, I'ma lose my mind. Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle feel every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know it. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole world can kiss my ass. I can show you why I'm mad.
They say more problems with more money. That's bullshit, I got issues with no money. I'm pissed at these rich black folks like Oprah, who criticize rap when they should rise for the soldiers.
Yeah.
I need to fly my eyes red from the doja. My folks in foreclosure, I should kill a mortgage broker.
That's right.
Sometimes your family even make you shed tears. That's how I felt when they gave my cousin Marcus all them years.
I miss you, dog.
I'm mad at conspiracy cases. Yeah. Only 2 and 3 snitches, that's why they made it.
What up, Six?
I'm hurt to see my people losing hope, blowing money on the lottery on down.
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle feel every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know it. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole world can kiss my ass. I can show you why I'm mad.
I'm tripping off these Clark Kent niggas.
Yeah.
Superman and hoes, now they jocking my figures. I'm mad I gotta pay a DJ $100 in the club just for this to get played.
Okay.
I'm mad at open mics with them long ass lines.
Yeah.
Put charges on the artists like that shit get you signed.
And it won't.
I'm pissed I had to pop my tool and be a felon, cause a clown felt the need to act a fool.
That's why.
I'm mad that I'm still underground. I blow kush, but I'm pissed at the price of a pound.
Too high, man.
I don't mean to put my business in the street, but what would you feel if you was me?
Let me tell you why I'm mad and why I'm pissed off. That's how I hustle feel every time it take a loss. I can show you why I'm mad, cause it ain't all good. Cause all I ever see is people hurting in the hood. Let me tell you why I'm mad, you already know it. Especially if you're young and you're flat, right, folks? That's why my pants sag and I move with a swag. Walking around like the whole world can kiss my ass. I can show you why I'm mad.
I'm sick of all this shit, man.
In your face, all over the place.
We're online 24/7.
24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Phone Fantasy Radio, playing the best music from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mike Mula Productions.
Okay, I'm at the spot and I'm feeling good. I ain't worried about my problems, left them in the hood. Now I'm popping up with Shorty and she's looking slow. And she asking, yo, your boy, to take it to the flow. So we do a little dance and it's really strange. Cause she got me wanting to get deeper in the brain. Sex is on her mind and I can feel it too.
Make
I wanna do the same
right
thing that you wanna do. Face on, so these dudes be crazy. And they always up in life, they know what to do with a lady. I told her I can get deep up in the walls. Make me feel like time stop. Make her heart pause it. Now she grabbing on me crazy. Telling me how she wanna have her baby. You know the TV green, that nigga 5'9".
Make me feel like
time stop. Make her heart pause it. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night can get some fire and slowly kissing. And she's dancing, riding on me. Asking what she gon' be. Wait till later, you keep smoking, drinking. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night can get some fire and
what's it gonna be? You've been at the bar staring at me. Well, let me introduce myself. My name's T. Young Doe Boy Association, my team. I'm really glad we had the opportunity to meet. Cause you got the type of beauty, every man ought to see. Educated conversation, so I love when you speak. Smile for
me,
the white
teeth.
Smile when you speak, the man going glory. After that, I really hope you turn into a friend. Bottoms up, but no trait on the beat. Eyes and my partner Peter Green. What up? Young John Doe, Emilio, and Charlie Sheen. And like Ruth Stein, boy, I'm all about my dreams. So just for the night, we can be a good team.
Mike Green,
got
to
get straight my dreams. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night can get some fire and she's totally kicking. And she's dancing, riding on me.
Straight to the point, making everything clear. She's my personal video vixen. Over by the soul, we have sex in the kitchen. And I bet the neighbors know my name if they listening. I think she need her medicine. I fill up her prescription. Let's make a decision to leave here together. I bet it, but make your whole life even better. The leather's so strong on the couch in my hideout. You about to find out exactly what I'm about. My conversation stimulates her mind and I'll let her hit the switch and try to calm her down. I feel her body calling out. In that teeny weeny lingerie, I try to pop out. How many different flavors do they come in? Wow. All
my the sex
is
trying to
pop out. And we're chilling at the bottom, bunch of sexy women. And the night can get some fire and she's totally kicking. And she's dancing, riding on me.
Welcome back. And shout out to our good friends at Blue Sky Entertainment. That right there was Petey Green with Sexy Women. And before that, we played Blizzum and Lily out of Florida, who was Wild Mad. And that's just how I do on Phone Fantasy Radio. Black Reporter, bless. Y'all still with me?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Black reporter, you know what?
What's that, love?
Everybody answered the question but you. We're going to get back to you in a minute, though.
I was waiting to see how long before you was going to notice that.
I noticed. I'm on point. But right now, we got another caller from the 443 area code. What's your name and where you're from? And you're on Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on? Peace and blessings, family. This is Perk Daddy, the Erotic Rio from Baltimore.
Hi, Perk Daddy.
B-boy in the house.
What's going down?
Hi, Perk Daddy. How you doing?
I am doing well. Well, I'm digging the show. I like the topic. It's deep. This present that we have here.
Mm-hmm.
I pray for this brother, but I'm a little disappointed as well. And I'm not Obama bashing, not at all. But as a student of politics and of history, you know, looking at the political capital that he really squandered over the past 3 years. Now, remember, when he came into office, okay, this brother had a Democratic majority in the Senate. He had a Democratic majority in the House. He had a strong Speaker of the House in Nancy Pelosi, and he had a mandate from the American people. This brother amassed the largest gathering of people across racial lines, gender lines, sexual orientation lines, economic lines, and people were saying enough is enough with 8 years of Bush. But what did he do with that power that he had? He took all of his chips and put it in that one health care basket where everyone was screaming out during the entire election, jobs, 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 jobs.
Okay.
And if you look at, and there's a really, really good documentary that everyone needs to see. If you have not seen it, get it. It's called Inside Jobs. Okay? And it's all about how the economy collapsed and who's responsible, and it names the names, you know, and this man is better than Michael Moore, you know, and I love Michael Moore and stuff, but this cat, and I forget his name, the guy who did the documentary, but he goes even deeper than Michael Moore, and he interviews some of the people, and he interviews a lot of the politicians who were involved, and you will see that it's not a Democratic thing or Republican thing. You'll see it's not a conservative or a liberal thing. They all had their hands in the pie. And what frustrates me about Obama is when he started to choose his team, especially his economic advisors, many of the people, Henry Paulson, who now runs the chairman of the Fed, Ben Bernanke, and a lot of these other people were heads of Bear Stearns. They were heads of Merrill Lynch. These were the cats who were involved, directly involved in the collapse of our economy. And Obama picked these people and surrounded himself with the very people responsible for the collapse of our economy and put them on the team. Now, here's where it really gets deep, y'all.
Okay.
He gets these people on the team, and the first thing he does, instead of looking out for the working class, which is he said out of his mouth, and that's a great thing, but what does he do? He bails out General Moses. He bails out Wall Street. Okay, what happened to the bailout for the working man? As crazy as Bush was, and I'm a full Bush apologist, at least he gave some money back. He said, all right, look, I'm going to give you some tangible cash back in your pocket for you to do what you do. Okay? Now, was that a little political ploy? Yes. Was it something that he was doing so it kind of prop up McCain as he was making his run? Of course it was. But it was some kind of a gesture. With so many people out of work, when you're looking at the whole scheme of things, everybody gets a bailout except the people who really need it. And when you look at those hearings of these people flying into Washington in their private jets, rolling up in their limousines, asking for a handout, That's ridiculous. You know, that's like me putting on a tuxedo going to the welfare office. You know, that doesn't make any sense. All right?
Totally.
So the brother has wandered his political capital. Now you have the rise of the Tea Party, okay? You have he's lost the House. He has a very, very slim majority in the Senate. You know, now he has to deal with Speaker Boehner, who is completely against him, all right? And he still refuses to fight. Somebody once said that there is some fight that you don't fight, even though you know you're going to win, and there's some fights that you do fight, even if you know you're going to lose. And this brother has not fought the fight he needs to fight. He just doesn't. So I said all that to say this. If I were president, let's get back to the topic, and I apologize for being long-winded. If I were president, with this little time, and now I have to be in combat mode for 2012, I'm going to look at some of these protesters, okay, that are taking over Wall Street. I don't know if you've been seeing this on CNN and on Countdown Keep Overman. This is getting deep. Well, these people are shutting down the Brooklyn Bridge, and it's spreading across the country. What Obama needs to do right now is get a special investigator and start investigating Bear Stearns and Merrill Lynch and start naming names. And people want a perp walk. People want to see who's responsible. That's going to do some. If I were president, that's one of the things I would do. Find out exactly what's going on with this. Get somebody involved and start naming some names. Okay. Then the economic package he's just rolling out. Okay. He needs to. He's had some very good policies, but whoever is running his PR, he can't pitch it right. So he needs to get out there and pitch this thing more. He needs to start looking at those shovel-ready programs that he was talking about around the country, you know, with that first stimulus package that kind of fell by the wayside and fell through the drain. He needs to go and speak to the governors. I would convene a governor's conference. I would get the governors from all 50 states, invite them to the White House, and I would hear their pleas. What's going on in your state? What's going on in your state? What do you have ready? How many people do you have out of work? What have you tried? Let's talk best practices. What have you tried? How can the federal government help? Remember, we have three tiers of government, local, state, and federal. Okay? So what are the mayors doing? What are the governors doing? All right? Because it starts there. It starts on a local level. And if the governors are squandering their money, or if they're not doing what they need to be doing, then the federal government, you know, all they can do is print more money and throw it at the problem, and that's not going to solve anything. See what I'm saying? So right. I would convene a governor's forum, get exactly what's going on as far as jobs is concerned and what have you, and then formulate a plan. Get a blue ribbon panel of both Republicans and Democrats, and we're going to sit down and we're going to hammer out an economic program that's going to have, yes, tax hikes in some respects. Everybody talks about they don't want their taxes to go up, but guess what? That's what runs the government. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be some tax hikes in some areas, but there's always going to be some tax cuts. Okay? One of the things is the ending to the Bush tax hikes, the Bush tax hikes that give tax hikes to the top 1% of wage earners. If you're making over $2 or $3 million a year, there is no flat tax for you. You're taxed at a higher rate.
Mm-hmm.
And you shouldn't have to bitch about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're making all that money, you know, there should not be any kind of argument about why you're being taxed so much. Here's the other thing. Close the loopholes in the tax laws. And I believe it's in the 900 series tax laws. There are tax laws on the books that give, like, big companies tax breaks for doing business overseas. You're encouraging your major companies to go overseas. Okay, to go overseas and spend their money and build their businesses. You have to make it easier for businesses to do business in the United States. So I'm going to close some of these tax loopholes, right, that you and I can't find because we don't have the kind of money to hire the people that's going to find these loopholes for us. So I'm going to close the loopholes, all right? I'm going to get the Department of Justice involved. I'm going to get my economic team involved. I'm going to take on Wall Street. You know, I believe it was when Eisenhower came to power. He was hated by Wall Street, hated. He called them robber barons, and he went toe-to-toe with them. And he fought them right after the Great Depression. And that, with the New Deal and all the new money that was going into the country, that built the roads and built the bridges and whatnot, put people back to work and had America building things again, okay, that's what we need in this country. Gone are the days where somebody with no education can go to Bethlehem Steel here in Baltimore or can go to General Motors in Detroit, you know, and say, I don't have any education, but I like to work with my hands. Okay, cool. I'm going to put you on the assembly line. I'm going to let you make a good wage. You can work here 30 years and get a pension and retire with a gold watch. Those days are over.
Excuse me, Rush?
Oh, no. I'll ask to see if you're still with us.
Oh, yeah. I'm here.
We got Perk Bag laying the foundation right now. So Daddy laying cement right now. He just came in and just started laying cement. He just went in on us. Okay, Perk Daddy.
Well, I mean, he's
been
thinking
making...
about this question for a minute, Kirk Daddy.
My bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to monopolize the conversation.
No, no, you did. You did.
But I'm going to put it like this. In Kennedy words, not what I can do for the country, what my country can do for me. You feel me? So basically, everybody bashing Obama. Obama got so much power. It's the people. And 50, you got shiesty Republicans. You got shiesty Democrats. You got the people.
Yes,
you got the people paying these people win. Obama is trying to make a change. How can you make a change if people giving up on him already?
Right.
He's putting it out there. Like I said, you know, a president got so much power. It goes to Congress. Obama don't get that 60. That's what I say. He don't get that 61 votes. He can't sign off on it. Feel me? Because you got a lot of Republicans backing him. You got a lot of Republicans backing him right now that refuse to sign it. You know why? They looking out for their own people. Obama didn't send jobs overseas. Feel me? In this crisis right now, we losing jobs. Yes, people still losing jobs today. That's that Bush era. Y'all put them in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Y'all put them in the office. It's the people. The people don't stand up. What more could a president do if the people don't stand up? And actually,
I agree.
We run this country.
On that note, Renee is in the chat room. Renee said, Black reporter, stop being shy and answer the question. And she also said,
okay.
She said, if people not going out to vote, there's only so much Obama can do. So if we're going to blame people who didn't vote at all.
That's true. Go and get registered to vote. Tomorrow. That's the first thing you need to do because we have elections upcoming in 2011 and your local elections is very important and everything. Go get registered to vote. And on that note, we are going to take a quick ID break saying that you're listening to Home Fantasy Radio on Blog Talk Radio right here with you.
Right, with a fresh heart and Black reporter.
Black reporter and the crush heart. And we have.
You're going in and out, Black reporter. Or is that just me? Did anybody else see a black reporter?
I can't hear him.
Right, he just disappeared on us. All right, he was going to answer the question, so we got to wait for him to come back to answer the question. But like you said, you're listening to Phone Fantasy Radio with a fresh heart and a black supporter. You can give us a call and join the topic of conversation. What would you do if you was president at 805-830-8320? That's 805-830-8320. We got the chat rooms open right now. Renee is in the chat room, and she's going in right now. She said if your lawmaker didn't get vote into office and you didn't vote, ain't shit you can say, but hey, that's just me. That's what she
means. That's what I'm talking about. You don't vote. Your comment don't mean nothing.
That's the truth.
I mean, go ahead, Daddy.
No, I'll disagree with the brother. We not only must vote, but we have to vote on the local level. We have to vote on the state level. Because, see, the president right now is in a real rough spot because we dropped the ball during the midterm election. Okay, remember, as the brother said, the president only has but so much power. Right? We have a three-tier government, executive, legislative, and judicial. Right? That legislative piece goes hand in hand with that executive piece. Right? If we have this black man in the White House, but he has a hostile Congress fighting him tooth and nail, there's not much that he's going to be able to get done. Right? And in that midterm election, we dropped the ball. The numbers that he had coming out supporting him for the presidential election dwindled during the midterm election when Congress was being reelected.
Like I said, man.
I'm sorry, go ahead, brother.
Man, we got all these rappers backing, all these rappers and black people backing Obama up. That's good. You're supposed to. You don't think because you got a black president, man, you're supposed to vote whether it's white or black, period. You're supposed to vote for the person that do your job, not because you got a black president. You're supposed to do that because when you vote, like you said, your Congress, anything you vote, your governor, that affects your life every
but
day.
But that may, to be honest, though, and to be completely honest, that was the factor, regardless if we want to say you shouldn't do it or you should do it. That was a big factor of who people voted for. The fact that he was black or half black or whatever, that was a big factor. That's all. When they was voting, they wasn't caring about the policies and what this one can do, what that can do. A lot of them had their mind made up, this is a black president, I'm just going to vote for him because he's a black president.
Yeah, you're supposed to vote all year round, man.
Right, they don't pay attention if there was somebody out there, if the lady was up there, or Sarah Palin, whoever was up there and vote, had a better concept of what they wanted to do when they wanted to go in there. Now, I agree with Perk Daddy when Perk Daddy said that, the only thing Obama's really pushing is this health care bill that he's trying to get through. But at the same time, Obama, I'm thinking Obama's doing that because right now we are at the bottom, because as far as economy and jobs and so much that we need to worry about, that if you want to get something new and brand new out there, then that's what you will have to do. Like, everybody have their mind focused everywhere else, it's easy to squeeze that through. Because if everything was up on up enough, that bill would have been done with.
All right, that goes back to the health care. Everybody got an older mom, grandma, with no goddamn health care. So that's an important bill, too.
Right, it's important.
You feel me? That's an important bill, too. You got citizens right now that got no health care.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
Right.
You feel me? They got no health care, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I have to interrupt y'all. I have to interrupt y'all because, and this is where it hits home for me. It ain't an older thing with the health care. I mean, I need Medicare and Medicaid.
ain't no two ways about it. I need Social Security. I mean, I am medically disabled. I need those to maintain my federal living. Because I am type 2 diabetic. Been a diabetic for 44 years. Yes, I do live in a facility because my family feels that that'll be the best place for me because I have 24-hour care. I come to work up, please, you know. And that situation is the fact that without Medicare and Medicaid, I wouldn't have any idea on how to pay for this. I mean, I have a best friend who just got out of the hospital about a month ago. The hospital bill was the same amount as a mortgage. Somewhere around $122,000 for his bill. You know, and it's a trip on how, you know, the medical cost has gone up tremendously. Now, let's roll it back a little bit here. Crush, you don't know what you did when you said, "I ain't heard from you, Black Reporter."
Let me introduce another caller, and then we're going to give you the floor, okay?
All right,
we got the 347775. What's your name and where you calling from?
What it is, it's your boy Stevie B, by the octave.
Hey, Stevie B, welcome back to the show. Black Reporter is about to give us the lay down right now.
All right.
You know, I never thought I would see what I'm seeing now. We have a man who's our skin in the White House. And we were all celebrating and everything. I remember that night so well. And, you know, seeing older folks, seeing Jesse Jackson stand up in tears because a black man was going to be sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Remember the old saying, be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
Yes, sir.
And he got it all right. But those who say that Obama did this, Obama did that, Obama did the other. Obama has done more in 3 years. Excuse me. Do anybody remember the name of that terrorist group that was there on everybody's radar and everything? And, like, what happened to three of their top leaders? And where are they now?
Journalist group? No.
Huh?
Is that a journalist group?
No. The terrorist group. And three of their top leaders. And where are those leaders now?
They're there.
Oh yeah.
Like 6 feet under.
Oh yeah.
And for 8 years, we're gonna fight till we get those. And our president did it in what, less than 3 years? You know, I mean, there's a lot of things. You know, we can all say what we would do if we were president. You don't know what you would do if you were president, because that is the most difficult job in the world. You know, I remember during the campaign.
Black Reporter just said my question, right?
wait, what was that question?
I said it takes my co-host to shot down my question, right?
Well, let me put it like this. One of the big questions during the campaign when people were, when Hillary and Barack were campaigning for president, was what would happen when that phone rang next to the White House there at 3 o'clock in the morning, and would somebody have the testicular fortitude, as they call it, or in other words, whether they would have the balls to do what needs to be done. And looks like to me, your commander in chief, okay, we got it on videotape. Let's take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, we are in a little bit of a scary place where the last terrorist that we took care of just happened to be an American citizen. And as I always want to say, that opens up a whole new show right there.
Mm-hmm.
What was the situation about killing American citizens who happened to be terrorists? And my viewpoint on that is simply this. He's a terrorist. He wants to see the United States go down. That's where you blew it. That's where you blew it. So.
All right, Lolo, just tuned into the show. You're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio Live with LaQuan Charles and Wacker. We're talking about what if you was president, the presidency, politics. We're just politicking basically right now. I see right now we got our 414 going. We got CGB just called in. We got Renee who just tuned in. We got Blessed Child from Trent, New Jersey. We got Perk Daddy from BMOR. Gwen Sula.
I'm still on.
Oh, hey, Gwen, you all quiet over here?
I'm here.
Gwen's just normally quiet like that.
So, I got to ask you this, CVB. We haven't heard from you in eons. What do you think about tonight's topic? What would you do if you were president?
Oh, you know I love tonight's topic. It was right up my alley. Shot y'all here for me with your boy. Been laid back. I've been studying hard, and I had to come through because of tonight's topic. But what if I was president? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to keep it blunt. I'm going to keep it simple. If I was president, the first act I will vote, I will help my Native American brothers and sisters get off that reservation land and get their original land back.
Mm-hmm.
I will expel all these Europeans so they could go back home where they come from, since they wouldn't tell my Mexican brothers and sisters to go back across the border. They need to go back where they from. You know, they from all over Europe and Germany and all that.
Are you going to close back to Africa too? Jesus.
My so-called, what they try to say, African-Americans, which we, you know, to my knowledge and to my studies, we are not African-Americans. Because stem cell from Africa don't mean we're Africans in the history, but Africans are told us white. For us, I say we stay and help our Native American brothers and help our Latino brothers and sisters help build up this land, which is supposed to originally be. And then we go back home to our original land, which, you know, my studies is Israel. But then the first thing this country needs to do is fix, like, one stop and black reported for health care.
Mm-hmm.
How come this country say they're the best of everything, but worse is the health care system? When you have countries as England and France and even Germany and Canada, with a universal healthcare system, where people can actually see a doctor, but actually don't have to worry about losing their homes over medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that needs to be issued, a universal healthcare system.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep our Medicaid and Social Security programs going.
Mm-hmm.
The rich which is the 10%, the 1% wealthy, will be taxed 99%. I mean, come on. We all look out for each other. You know, the way how it goes is we all supposed to look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
The middle class and the low class is doing the best they can and paying all these taxes. The wealthy should be put in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have to sit back at home and have the greatest tax breaks when we out mm-hmm. here busting our butt to keep our job going. Some of mm-hmm. us losing our jobs, and we can't mm-hmm. even get no help. That don't make no sense.
Right.
Of course, if I'm president, yes, I would. We have to fix this educational system.
Mm-hmm.
We got underpaid teachers. We got overcrowded classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it got to fix. Something got to give. Our kids
right.
can't be sitting in these crowded classrooms. Some of these kids in these crowded classrooms need more attention, more help. And the teachers hardly don't want to come to work. Why? Because they got to pay. And some teachers not appreciated. And what you still do got good teachers out there that's fighting. And you got teachers out there that just ain't really caring no more.
Yeah.
So a lot of these issues really need to get fixed. And, you know, if I was president, that would be the person that fixed it instead of worrying about warmongering to make it profit off a war with the so-called
mm-hmm.
fight on terrorists.
Because
mm-hmm. really, if you just look at this so-called fight on terrorists, it's a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hoax.
Okay.
Yes, I said it's a hoax because the people that you're so-called terrorists was the same people you trained.
Mm-hmm.
The same people you paid and trained to beat another nation, and now you're looking at them as they're attacking me. But look at it, but you know what I mean? You trained them to do dirt for you, then you do dirt to them, and don't think that dirt gonna come back. It's like saying with I'm gonna tell you, it's like saying what Malcolm said a long time ago when JFK died. It's the chickens coming back to roost at the head. You was promoted on violence. Use every dirty underhand in everybody else's country as bringing down so-called dictators and installing their own puppet regimes.
Mm-hmm.
You do violence all over this world, army bases everywhere, and you don't think the violence will come back home to you?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes back home, what you expect?
Right.
That's what they got, and that's what they getting, and you know. And somewhere, you know, some of our people were getting brainwashed, were getting waking up. That's why I got to give a shout-out to the Occupy Wall Street and
mm-hmm.
the movement that's moved across this whole land.
Okay.
Everybody occupying everything.
Right.
I want to reply on that.
Oh, go ahead.
You said we'll come back around, but we'll go around, come back around, like you said. People don't realize that America made a promise to Afghanistan. They fighting the Russians for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They probably Afghanistan that after the war we're gonna build y'all country, you back up. After they won the war, that's when Bin Laden came in peace. That's what Bush used that to win Naples. They won the war, America abandoned them. Now you're dealing with a country with number of outlaws taking over now. You got no government. Now you got banana with money. Now you got banana with money. Still buying weapons, all that, except that's all that. And Bush used that to his advantage. That would cause the 9/11. All that was planned. Just like the like you said, just like the Pearl Harbor. We knew that information about that like a year before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
America used war as money. Now everything's starting, like I said, man, God is mad. Everything's starting to backfire right now, man. And like I said, the Bible is living itself out right now. And you look at the Bible, it tells you, you read the Bible, it tells you about the Holy War. That's what we're going through right now, the Holy War.
Yeah, we're getting prepared, getting ready for it. But, like, it's not even always even helping, like, Afghanistan. If you look at this country, right, this country is a big hypocrite. You supported the people of Egypt when they broke down their regime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people of Syria been fighting to bring down their regime, and they've been getting shot at, murdered, killed,
right there in front of people. Protesting come out peacefully, they're getting killed. Why do you have to ask for that regime to come down? Why? Because you so much as a buddy-buddy relationship with Syria. Same way you got the people in Saudi Arabia with the females. They started their protest, their peacefulness, just to even the drive in the street. But you're not going to tell the kings of Saudi Arabia to step down. Why? Because that's your buddy. See, who's not their buddy, we got to bring them down. But who's so-called their buddy, the warmonger and profiteer off of, oh, we're going to turn a blind eye.
All right, Stevie. Hold up, Kurt. Stevie, now, from Lady Talk Freely, but you know how you like to take shit and run with it now. We're not going to let you run this show.
You know I'm being easy
Hold up, Stevie. I know when you start the game, you start going left field, don't run away now. Just stay right there.
Nah, I'm staying on track. But the point is, it can still come back, like the mother said. What goes around, come around. Even the brother Malcolm said before he died, it's the chicken coming back to roost.
I'm going to say this much. We have ourselves a very, very, very intelligent and long-winded group.
My name is C.B. Horton, Jr., and I'm calling from Old Hickory, Tennessee.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great tonight.
Okay.
Excellent tonight, as a matter of fact.
That's awesome. All right, welcome to the show. We're talking about what would you do if you were president. I don't know how long you've heard the show, but, you know, this is your opportunity to let us know. What would you do if you became president?
If I were president, first thing that I would do is I would expand programs to help the mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Because I myself am bipolar, and I think that the way we treat mental illness in this country borders on insanity.
Wow. That's a really, really good aspect right there. Besides mental health, what else would you have?
And the other thing I would do if I were president is I would make public education free to all, regardless of income level.
Okay.
Let me ask the brother a question, because you brought up a very, very good point about public education. What would you do about the teachers? Because it seems like the teachers' union has a lot to do with the downfall of public education, in that they have tenure where a bad teacher can't be fired after so many years in the classroom. What would you do about the teachers' union? What would you do about educational funding?
For the funding, you mean, or just for the bad teachers themselves?
Well, both. I mean, it's actually a two-part question. The teachers union, and I'm saying this because I used to teach. I taught for 4 years in Baltimore City, and so I've seen both the good and the bad with the teachers union. What would you do about tenure where bad teachers can't, be fired and good teachers are not propped up? That's number one. Number two, what would you do about funding, for public education?
I would try to...
Oh,
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Una.
As I was saying, I would try to base this whole thing with the teachers. I would try to work with the union on some things, but on their more outrageous demands, I don't think I'd give in to them on that.
What's more outrageous?
Second of all, with this tenure thing and with bad teachers, what I would also do is I would subject them every year to performance reviews, and if they're not up to par, they're out of a job.
Okay. What do you consider to be outrageous?
In other words, if they're just passing students through to let them go to the next grade or whatever, you know,
okay.
If they're just passing
okay.
through to pass them through, don't hire them.
Social promotion, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Social promotion
okay.
is outrageous, definitely. You have teachers who are teaching subjects that they don't have degrees in. That's outrageous. You know, when I taught special ed, and my degree is in special ed, okay? But I had teachers around me who, you know, did not have degrees in math and science or what have you, but they were teaching math and science. And could barely follow the curriculum. You know, I had, and at this time, and this is going back into like 2000, 2001, where Baltimore City had been sued. They were under a consent decree because you had children.
But you know that in most states, all you need to teach public school is a degree. It doesn't mean a degree in your specialization. It says A.
Okay. Wow. We are all over the place with this. I mean, we're getting a whole lot of topics. Maybe we'll have
that,
a topic on education.
Topic.
This is, right. We only got 30 minutes, and we have somebody else who wants to join into the conversation. 615, is that all that you would do if you was president, or do you have some more you want to say?
I believe that's all. And before I go, I have one more thing. There's someone I want to give a shout out to. I want to give a shout out to Brick Chick if she's listening. Hi, Brick Chick.
That's awesome. Thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in and sharing with us. Right now, we got another call from the 718 area code. 718-237. State your name and where you're calling from.
Well, this is the one and only Rickness. Caller from Brooklyn, New York. What's going on?
What's up, bro?
What's going on?
What's going on there, Rick?
I apologize last week. I was very busy, but I was not going to miss the show this week.
Okay. Thank you so much for the support. Before you go, Renee wanted to say something. I wanted to go ahead and let Renee say something because I know you have a. I know you definitely got a good answer for this question. Renee, what is it you were trying to say earlier?
I wish I could have said it while he was still on the phone because my daughter goes to a private school.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody was watching the news back in January or February. The teachers in Wisconsin, they're not in the union anymore. Our union for our teachers were cut out.
Yeah.
So therefore, as far as in the private industry, which is my daughter's school is still run by the government because it's a private school ran through the voucher program.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, not all teachers is like what he was talking about.
Right.
See, I'm a firm believer. If the school ain't right, I would pull my daughter out in a minute. No ifs, ands, buts. Let me give him a second chance. No, this is my baby's education that we're talking about.
Right.
And a lot of these schools in the private sector are worse than the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
But the school she's at now is excellent because mm-hmm. I'm a hard-nosed parent. And if something's not right, I'm coming to you. I'm going to let you know. You're going to get mad at me, but you're going to love me at the same time because there are not parents like me around. Don't nothing
mm-hmm.
get past me. No matter what school my daughter goes to, I get to know the principal, her teacher, the bus driver. It makes me no difference. I get phone numbers. I exchange phone numbers. So anytime, and I know kids are not, my daughter by no far is an angel. Let me just clarify that. She's not an angel. But at the same time, I know that. So I'm all in the school on the first name basis. I'm just I'm the PTA president at my daughter's school right now.
This sounds like a topic we should have for another show.
Yeah, we need to have another topic on education.
That's my
I don't know, I didn't go into education, but I've been a teacher though. I've been on both sides, as a parent and a teacher in the elementary school and a college. So I got both sides.
Okay.
So I don't know maybe where he was at, but I agree with him on the part about mental illness because we did a walk on mental illness. I'm with him on that one. But education, that's mm-mm. Because in Wisconsin,
well,
our teachers was railroaded.
Well, I don't feel about education,
because they got their union rights taken away from them, which is, I felt, it's just pure bullshit. That's just, but then again,
yeah,
that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
That was wrong. Because this country was built that everybody had the right for a collective bargaining agreement. But on education, what else I feel him on when he say free education? Because when you go to other countries, like European countries, school and university is free.
Mm.
Yeah, that's just like how they got universal health care. This is free. This is provided by the government, and this is paid for through your tax dollars. That's why them countries, they probably said, oh, them countries got high taxes, but they don't mind having their taxes high because everything comes to them free. A universal system that everybody look out for each other. This is why the United States is sitting damn near to the bottom of the list in certain fields. Education, health care, we below the certain countries that's supposed to be third world countries.
Hello,
how the hell
do
you guys, hold on.
All right,
how the hell you guys think how the hell you going to be the best country when you sitting below third world countries in certain fields.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got Rickness who still needs to answer the question, what would he do if he's president? I know he made his two cents and he's been waiting patiently and time is definitely running out. We got 25 minutes on the clock. We're looking the whole Fantasy Radio with the press charge and back reporter. Go ahead,
yep.
Rickness, you got the floor.
Yeah, well, if I was president, I only pretty much got one thing in my mind. It's about Section 8. I live in New York, and I can't speak for other states, but I'm quite sure other states can identify with freezes on Section 8. I would make it pretty much Section 8, lift the Section 8 period, make vouchers available, especially to the elderly population. Of course, individuals who do suffer with mental illness, because it's a good thing y'all talking about it, because I work in this field. You know, what else? I will also, speaking of mental illness, because that right there, it touches nerves, it really does, because I don't like the way people are being treated with mental illness. They have laws, hate laws. If you make comments towards individuals that's in a lifestyle, you can go to jail for that. Yeah, I would make it where you can do the same damn thing with that. If you call, you disrespect somebody who has a mental illness, you need to go to jail. That's what I would do, you know what I'm saying, because there's a lot of people have issues, and I had to damn near cuss a couple of people out. You work with crazy people? I said, first of all, let's time out. Somebody mentioned something about the World Trade Center incident, and I said that, well, a lot of them that lost their families, some of them haven't even psychologically recovered. Are you saying they're crazy? I said, anybody is capable of going through a traumatic situation. Nobody has control over that. If something happens where you lost a relative, and every year that takes place, it's like a it's what you call it. It's like an anniversary. That mess with people psychologically. You cannot tease somebody and make state comments like, "Did you take your medication?" That really pisses me off. If I was president, your ass would be going to jail. That's how I look at it, because you cannot treat people like that. And you know what bothers me about people, what you don't understand, what you fear, what you don't understand, and what you don't understand, you want to tease. And what I'm doing is going around advocating for individuals who have a mental illness to let them know you still can be homeowners. You can still buy cars. You can still live like an average Joe. If you want to, you can be a millionaire. And somebody say you can't, forget them. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would do. Because it really bothers me. I take that very personally. I was diagnosed with severe depression. Really was. A lot of stuff I went through, and I was able to overcome it. And this is why I'm in this field now.
Right. I agree with the brother a lot, and I agree with him one thing on Section 8, because I'm also Section 8. And the only thing, I did find out why did they freeze it, and it's a policy that needs to be changed, that a couple of people, everybody should have to suffer for a couple of people that did wrong. Well, the way the Section 8 freeze come about, because a lot of females that went through the shelter system that framed domestic violence, they found out they were lying. They found out they were lying on the meds they claimed that the violence, because when this girl moved their apartment, the meds they claimed domestic violence for was living with them too. They found that was a scam. So since they found that all that was a scam, they freeze the whole Section 8 just to take these people's vouchers away and recoup their money so everybody else got to get on. But they don't realize everybody else is looking for homes too. Everybody else needs assistance and help. Everybody shouldn't have to suffer for these couple of people. That policy needs to change. So they do need to open their freeze back up. I mean, lift up the freeze and reach that people in, because not only young people are looking for places to live, like he was about to say, you got elderly people with help that need help and looking for a roof over their head right now. Especially the crisis with the mortgage and things and the shelters is getting overpopulated. These people look at help, and Section 8 and housing was the last resort. Now it's under a freeze. But then you have to also pay attention too, because I'm starting to see it happen in a lot of other states. They are losing their Section 8 and they welfare program. Who's there for this cash assistance?
Mm-hmm.
It happened in the state of Texas, and it just recently happened in the state of Michigan, where nobody received their food stamps, nobody received their cash assistance, and when the people went to the office to find out what was going on, the workers came in and said they looked in the computer and they just don't have no funding. Everything is cut off. So now what's going to happen to these millions of people? A lot of black single mothers that was using food stamps as to help them feed their household as they work. What's happened to them now? They can't feed their family. And where's the help? And where's these governments? Where's these so politicians and these so called leaders at? They need to be out of the phone.
You know, vacation, golfing, surfing.
Mm-hmm. And that needs to change. That's why I like I said earlier, I really support the Occupy Wall Street brothers and sisters, and they follow it, and everybody else in the cities is following behind them, because something got to give and something got to change.
Like I said about the brother comment about the education, I agree with 100%. Most people might don't, but I agree with him about getting these teachers right now. You feel me? I was a special ed student. I graduated high school not knowing how to read. I'm not a reader right now. I'm very educated now because I studied myself. I had a family to back me up. You know what I mean? Back me up. They can do better. I graduated high school not knowing how to read or write.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was a special ed. You were a special ed. The test that you take don't count.
Yeah, that is true.
You know what I mean? So it starts all start with education, man. Education is a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it all starts at, man. You got so many people that just don't care.
Crush, I'm going to put you like this. We ain't open up a can of worms.
We sure did, because we done hit every part of aspect of it. We done went from education. We have talked about the war. I'm surprised, and my mind is like, we got over 7 callers on here right now. We got people calling back, hanging up. I guess, you know, some of them long-winded callers. I'm not going to mention your name, but, you know. It's definitely all good. Everybody's viewpoint is welcome. And I just lost my co-host again. on that note, we got the 614. Welcome back, John.
Hey, what's up, huh?
What's going on?
What's
up? You got disconnected and still the answer of what you the president was finished.
Man, I say we tax all them rich bastards and let them pay our taxes for a change.
No. That's all you would do if you were president?
Plus education, man. Our kids, man, they need education bad. And, you know, keep jobs in this country instead of exporting everything out of the United States.
Right.
Case in point, I live by a Ford place. They claim your stuff is made in America. The truck is final assembled in Chicago, but your transmission is made in Spain, and the engine's made in Germany. How can that be American-made?
Right.
It's not.
Okay.
Question. Very good question.
Yeah. And that Ford?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I live right across the street from a Ford dealer.
Oh, damn.
My father would turn over in his grave if he'd see how they make cars nowadays.
Wow.
It's tin can.
It's crazy.
Well, for all those who don't know, this was mentioned earlier, so we might have a topic on it. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we may have a topic on this a little later into the month, but I just wanted everybody to know that. So, if you know somebody, if you can help somebody, by all means, speak up.
Oh, we talking about domestic violence, that meaning that men could be victims too?
It can work both ways, right.
Actually, I'm being sarcastic by me making that comment.
I know.
I'm being really being sarcastic because, I mean, now the world is starting to realize that men are victims and, instead of laughing at us and locking us up in jail for saying she hit me.
Right.
Yeah.
I ain't messed you up.
Right, then we can definitely talk about those things later on this month.
Also this month, is also, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we also need to do that, so because a tremendous amount of our population has gone through that disease and has...
Okay, so Domestic Violence Awareness Month will definitely show up at Breast Cancer Awareness. We'll try to do a little bit on that. And definitely trying to take some of these topics that we talked about on tonight's show and also bring it along because y'all made some good points, and I'm sure y'all have more and more and more in-depth conversations about these things on the radio. I want to thank everybody who stopped in. Thank you to CVB. I'm so happy. This is probably the first time CVB called into the show and not go all the way to Left Field. Yay! It has to be a record right here. CVB actually controlled himself during the show. Thank you, Renee. Blessed Child as always. Perk Daddy.
Thank
you for calling in and tuning in and sharing with us. Rickness, thank you as well. John, Chris, we have Erotic Rot and Catherine. Thank you for tuning in. Quinn, you over here being quiet. You don't have anything else to add? Black Report, is Quinn still with us?
No, actually, Gwen's gone. Gwen's gone.
Oh, okay. So she's just still in the fight. So anybody have any last things they want to add about what they want to do with their person? This is the time to let out.
Yeah, sure.
Only thing I would say, and you know, this last comment I would make, I really would encourage I would encourage the black community to read up on the Willie Lynch letters, seriously, because Willie Lynch will never turn over in his grave, because I've read the Willie Lynch letters, and I see reason why majority of black communities think the way they think, and it's very powerful how the generational curse is very powerful, seriously, and I see why, you know, the black community is. You know, the large, vast of the black communities are the way they are, and a lot of that contributes from Willie Lynch letters. And I actually did research on that, and I see it as a very fact. And I would encourage black folks really to come together. Because it don't make no sense. Every race is unified except for us. Anywhere in the world you have two different black families living in the same house without the cops being there. But Guatemalans can do it.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
That should be another topic for another show with the Willie Lynch letter and the way how the black community is now, especially these young black youth.
And CBB, you going to be my co-host, right?
Another topic for another show, as we always say.
CBB is going to be our special co-host, black reporter. You know he's going to keep us in tune on that topic right there.
Yeah,
because
I just
read that book inside out, back and forth.
Over.
And I keep reading it over and over.
You know, add to that comment, my last comment is, you said about black sticking together. If we need to, start with our celebrities. Right now, our celebrities are selling themselves out. They're selling themselves out to the devil. Our youth is picking up on that. Youth is picking up on that. So now it's not about money. You know what I mean? So it's like, you need to get together, man. It starts from a higher rank. A black celebrity, music, whatever. It starts with y'all. Stop putting out positive movies, positive music.
Just a very quick final note, brothers and sisters. Be mindful of how the laws are changing in your state as far as voting is concerned. All right? They're doing a lot of stuff with having to have IDs, changing the days when people don't know it. There's all kinds of really dirty, underhanded stuff that the Republican Party and Tea Party is doing to change the laws to make it more difficult for our people to exercise their right to vote. Be up on what's going on in your own community.
Please do.
All right. Thank you. That hurt.
That was going to hurt.
Okay, Daddy.
Uh-oh. Watch out now.
Already.
Don't set my house on fire talking like that.
hey,
Daddy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's another show.
That's another show.
She's going to tell you why her name is LaCrush.
Lord.
I've heard about the parties, boy. I'm going to leave that alone.
Can't take y'all nowhere.
I heard about the
party.
I'm leaving it alone.
What'd you say,
Black? I said, can't take y'all nowhere. Wow. Are we ready for that crush?
All right, folks. Go ahead. Somebody
want to
say something?
Yeah, my last comment tonight, like the brother said, please be aware of what's going on in the community, because with voter registration and the ways they don't want us to vote, they really wishing we don't come out and vote. Also, this movement that the media blackout been giving of the Occupy Wall Street, please look into it more. Please support them brothers and sisters down there, because they asking for a light for things to change. And they're asking for other communities to come in, and it's growing because now they have the MTA union, they have all different types of support coming from everywhere. They're asking for everybody else in the city to please, wherever you at, join in the movement, get to your financial district in that area, occupy it, and let people know we need a change. Change is going to come, and just please look out for one another right about now, because this is going to be this is coming to an end time when things are going to get thick and heavy.
All right, so
final comment is.
Somebody have another comment. Who else got another comment? Who else got another comment for us? Anybody? Hello.
Huh?
Yeah, black people get together if I start throwing. Yeah, black people get together if I start throwing bottles at y'all.
Perfect. Somebody's gonna say something else. Okay. All right. So I hate to do
okay. 6 million.
Okay, damn it. What you gonna say? Every time I start talking.
One last thing.
Go ahead.
One last thing before we close it out. Go. Register to vote. All these things everybody's saying don't mean a damn thing unless you go out and exercise your right to vote.
Amen.
True indeed. Very true.
Mm-hmm. I'm politics. I vote every year.
You can voice your opinion to us. You can voice your opinion to the world. You can scream out to the sky. But unless you vote and take care of these people in there and put them in or get them out, you ain't saying a damn thing.
Okay, so can I just say this before we do any more talking? Thank you to everybody who tuned in to tonight's show. We'll be back here Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. And our topic is definitely a 360. We have to go back to our freaking side of things. Our topic is we'll be discussing how do one go from living a sex-only mindset to something more stable and meaningful. Do you just stop sexing altogether, or what do you need to do, what do you need to change to find a more in-depth relationship? So that's what we're talking about.
Oh, my God.
This Thursday. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Nothing.
Really? Can you go from shacking?
Take the number. Take the number. Store it in the phone. 805-830-8320. And the website you go to is www.fantasyradio.com. That what you were saying about
what I was saying, can you go just shacking where there's no connections, no ties, to actually being in love and actually spend the rest of your lives together?
Right. We'll be talking about that because
you got 2 days to think about it.
Right. Shacking to a meaningful relationship. And if you can't, well, we always hope that when you're shacking, but that's a whole other topic. I'm not even going to jump into it. We're just going to do it. We're going to keep it at that. That's what we're talking about next Thursday. So, Perk Daddy, Bless, Stevie B, Rickness, Renee, everybody, hope y'all tune back in next Thursday, this Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
For the next show. And then we have to work on next Tuesday. I don't know, maybe we'll talk about education. All right, we got 5 minutes remaining on the clock. This is a chance for me to say your shout outs and your goodbyes. We go down the line. Started with Perk Daddy since he's the newest one on the line right now. Perk Daddy, got any shout outs?
Just real quick, I do write erotica, and my short story, City of Roses, has been included in the erotic anthology Rendezvous, put out by Twin Trinity Media out of Texas. If you go to my page, or you can go to my fan page, Erotic Rio, GRIOT, or just type in Perk Daddy into Facebook, and you'll come upon it, and you can go and check that out, or go to TwinTrinityMedia.com and click on it and buy the book off the website. Support a brother, because I'm tired of working for other people. Just trying to make other people rich. So I am pursuing my dream of being a successful writer. So all your support is greatly appreciated.
Cool. I'm a fellow writer, go for it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. We also got CVB, got any last shout-outs
before? My last shout-out going to the brothers and sisters down there in the Wall Street area occupying, hold your head high. Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Keep going on. They know when people is actually listening up and stay in there, stay strong, That's all.
Mm-hmm. All right. Last shout, you got any last?
I got to give a shout out to my girl, my baby girl, my princess. Shout out to my unborn son on the way right now, man. Shout out to all of them.
Okay. Congratulations.
I'm trying to say what little voice I got.
Okay, Black reporter, any last shout out? Black reporter. This is what I'm talking about. Black reporter! Anyway, I want to shout out everybody that tuned into the show tonight. Bless, Renee, Kirk, Renee Rickness, CVB, Gwen, who else? John, and some other people. Thank you. Whoever tuned into the show, thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in. Y'all definitely need to put this phone number into your phone once again. 805-830-8320. Once again, 805-830-8320. Black Court, are you back with us now?
Yes, I am.
You got bad reception here, sir.
Exactly. Real note, real quick. I should say that the best football in the nation is being played in Louisiana with the number one LSU Tigers and the number two in the NFL Saints. But that's beside the point. But if we're ready to go, are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. What time that was has ceased to be. That it is no more. Yesterday it's gone. Forget about it. Tomorrow he had to worry about it. Today he's here to make the most of it. Stand for something you believe in, because you could fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, you heard everything we played. Dr. Horn, tell that. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you in a little while. And until we meet again on Thursday, you stay in. And we out. Later, y'all.
Night, everyone. Bye. Been real. Kick rock.
Wow.